You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment. 101.5 FM, broadcasting from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario. 101.5 FM, broadcasting from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
101.5 FM, online at 1015thehawk.ca.
All right, this is Jamie Smith. I'm doing, what are we doing on Saturday, Jamie?
What do you mean? I'm interviewing you so you can tell people what we're doing on Saturday, and now you got me promoting you. What we're supposed to be doing on Saturday. So on Saturday, March 28th, Hamilton Shows Up Part 2. It's an online cultural experience. Last Saturday on March the 21st, and I guess it was kind of like a brainstorming idea after the coronavirus has kind of knocked all of us out of commission financially and work-wise. Everyone in the music, comedy, cultural events. Myself and Jeremy Freiberger from Cobalt Connects, he's normally a guest on my radio show on Steel City Music on The Hawk here at Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario, and we thought we had to do something to keep people with some pocket money, so we just kind of had a couple of ideas, and then away we went. So we did a webcast on the 21st. It was from 4 p.m. till 9:30. Was it 4 p.m. till 9:30? Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys beef-moded it.
Yeah, and there was just like 22 different people from every part of the culture. We had theater, we had spoken word, we had music. We had a lot of stuff on the go, but we didn't have comedy, so that's why I told Jeremy, I said, we got to get a comedian on, and he reached out to you.
Yeah, I think this is going to be phenomenal, because one of the things I'm so curious about is how comedians, what they're going to do with their time right now, because we feed off of live crowds.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to have that immediate feedback that you're used to in a live comedy kind of experience. So I think it's going to be kind of cool, to be honest. And even just like generally, like even like when I'm streaming like I am right now, I tend to just think if I just go in and enjoy myself, other people will enjoy it too. So I'm hoping that's what I'm going to do on Saturday, even though like I'm going to be doing more like stand-up kind of thing.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. It's the whole, I know about the whole feeding off of a crowd thing. In radio, you're in a studio by yourself, and you always know that there are people listening, so you do your thing. And then, you know, we get calls, we get emails, we get the whole Facebook thing saying, hey, that was cool. What was the name of that song? I love that guest, that sort of thing. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see you on the webcast doing your bit. But hopefully you'll see people when we stream it on Facebook, on Steel City Music, and also Cobalt Connects, and other people who participate in the broadcast will be like sending you laughter and likes and that sort of stuff. And then, you know, maybe you can even feed off of that sort of thing, or maybe even like take some questions from people as well as a comedian.
Well, yeah, you know, like I find like being able to improv, especially if people are interacting in the chat and stuff, that's always really good for stand up.
Right.
Or like just good for being a performer, right? Like if I have something I can play with, it's awesome. But even not, it's really interesting because like it's been a year that I've been away from Hamilton.
Right.
A whole year. And so like my material has really changed over that year. You know what I mean?
That's great.
Because my life's really changed over that year.
I'm glad it has changed, not because it needed to get better, but the fact that you just can't keep doing the same thing and being stagnant, you know?
No, not if you're going to be like feeding yourself artistically. Hey, buddy.
Is that the little fella?
That's the little fella.
Okay.
Yeah, man, this is the most professional interview you're ever going to do in your life.
This is it, eh?
This is it. This is the creme de la creme. It's amazing.
Well, just as a reminder, years ago, I used to watch you do stand-up at the old Yuck Yucks on the Mountain. And some of the stuff that you used to do was a little physical. So this is going to be on camera. So I don't know exactly, like, you know, I don't know how much, like, I remember one point you taking out half the stage doing an improv role. And it kind of threw everyone for a loop. So, you know, I know this is your own house you're doing it in, but remember the camera angle, you know? Like, we don't want to, like, get knocked off. We don't want you to hurt yourself, for one, but we want to make sure that we catch all the essence that is Cliff.
Yeah, no, for sure. You saw me when I first started stand-up, so that's literally going back 10 years.
Yeah.
right? Okay. And so, like, over 10 years' time, yeah, I definitely started off as a physical presence. I still can be very much a physical presence on stage. But the longer you go into this and the older you get, the more attracted you get to stories and the art of storytelling. And just, like, you want to share your stories, even the ones that are uncomfortable, but you know people can connect to you in some kind of way that's more meaningful than just ha-has, right? And that's something that, like, I definitely connect to way more now, especially as in my own life and my own story, you know, with a little guy, got the dog here, it's just way more interesting. I like the life that I have now, even if it's not perfect in any regard, but it's interesting. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm getting a lot of great stories out of just being alive right now, which is just great for being a comedian, whether that's in or out of quarantine, you know?
It sounds like it's going to be a good story time on Saturday, especially with the little fellow yelling around in the background right there. So I look forward to seeing you on Saturday, March 28th. Part of the Hamilton Shows Up 2, an online cultural experience. Check it out on Facebook at Steel City Music Page or Cobalt Connects as well. Cliffy, thanks for taking the time to yap with me, buddy.
Yeah, this is awesome. Thanks so much for having me, buddy.
All right, take care.
All right, later. Peace.
Later. Peace.
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
Welcome to Steel City Music. Your host, Gunnar, here, and joining me on the line right now is the Vaudevillian. It's a duo, a married duo, actually, of Nora and Brendan Stevens. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey there.
The last time I spoke to you guys, we were doing a cafeteria show, of all things, at Mohawk College here in Hamilton, Ontario.
Yep, that was a good time.
And yeah, we had some really good feedback on that. That was, like, I think the second day of me being hired back at the college as an events assistant. And we got a lot of the students were just kind of freaked out by the sound that you guys were producing, because normally it's like just acoustic bands that'll play, that sort of thing. But you guys brought in the vaudevillian sound from the early 1900s there, and you guys dressed the part, and like everything just, it was just so different that it just caught everyone's attention.
Yeah, they were definitely surprised, but I think they enjoyed it.
Yeah, they did. You know, there was we had a couple of people going, "What is this?" And then people were showing me pictures later on. So I think it actually worked out well. And the fact that I should apologize right now. I didn't have any animals on hand for you guys to pet.
That's okay.
In the other room, there were some goats, though, mind you.
Yeah. Well, the last time that you guys showed up, you guys were telling me that there was like a petting zoo when you played there before.
Yeah, in the fall, October, we played outside there in the court area. And yeah, there's a petting zoo with bunnies and what was there?
There's goats.
Goats.
Goat.
Right. And the day before, we did goat yoga. So then I started thinking that the vaudevillian guys, because you guys just kind of like need to have animals around you all the time. And then it's on your rider.
Yeah.
Now, how many animals do you guys travel with, though?
We've got 8 little critters.
8? What type of animals do you guys travel with? Because it's just the two of you guys. It's not an elaborate setup, mind you, of what you guys, you know, it's like the steel guitar, the washboard, the hand claps, the bells, everything. But how do you have 8 animals travel with you in an RV? What are they?
We have a 34-foot RV that's 30 years old, and we actually got the RV for our pets because we tour so frequently.
Right.
So what do we have, baby? Start from the top.
We have 2 cats, a dog, 3 parrots, a rabbit, and a guinea pig.
And they all are great little travelers.
And they all get along so well, do they?
Sometimes.
Aren't I could see, I can see that I can't see the birds being too quiet, though.
No, they're very, very, very loud. Like, I sleep with earplugs in my ears.
Right. Well, because he's a woods. I think they sound beautiful. Yeah, last week we did our very first online concert, and we had our pet birds in the room with us.
Right.
And they stole the show for sure.
Of course
they
did.
But it got too loud, so we had to move them away.
Yeah. I was actually going to ask you that, because coming up on Saturday, March 28th, you guys are partaking in a web series that we started here back in Hamilton, Hamilton Shows Up. And we did it back on Saturday, March 21st, and we got some good reviews on it, and people want us to do it again. So this time it's called Hamilton Shows Up 2, and it's an online cultural experience. But I was going to ask you guys if you guys had done something like that before, but you just actually answered our questions going online just the other day. What was that like for you guys to do? Was that the first time you've ever done it?
Yeah, it was the first time we ever did it. It was really, really odd at first because we didn't have our live audience. And so much of our performance is improv and just feeding off of the audience.
Right.
I think once we sunk into it a little bit, that in reading comments and seeing what people are saying through the digital platform, then we could kind of get into it again, and then we enjoyed it.
Good, good.
It was a lot of fun. We had a couple hundred people watching, so that was pretty cool.
I think it was 6K at the end.
Good.
And, like, in total.
Yeah, amount of views, yeah.
We got a lot of cute little messages of people doing little dance parties in the kitchen.
Nice.
So that was really sweet.
Good. Well, you guys have been working at this for a little while. I say a little while, but it's been about, like, 8-9 years for the Vaudevillian setup?
Me and Nora have been playing together for 5 years.
Right. But Brendan, didn't you start this back like 7, 8, 9 years ago as the Vaudevillian?
I started the Vaudevillian name when I was like 16 or 17.
Wow. Mm. Just a kid.
Yeah, I guess 8 or 9 years ago, yeah.
Wow. I had no idea you were that young when you started this.
Yeah, just a baby.
I think it's just because it's like such old time music, I kind of figure you're like an old soul. So I never picture someone 16, 17 years of age thinking, yeah, this is the style of music that I'd like to perform. How did you start with getting into that style of music?
Well, my grandma and I used to collect vinyl records when I was really young. We'd go to thrift stores and collect some records, and I started getting into like Bob Dylan and then like Woody Guthrie and Lead Belly and then
right.
traditional jazz and ragtime, and I just love that pre-war American sound. And I wanted to replicate that, more or less.
Wow. Because every time that I listen to your guys' music, it's just fun, it's bouncy, but I don't picture young people like yourselves doing that. So it's kind of a unique thing for myself and others. You guys want to talk just a little bit about how many shows you've had to blown out just to let people know that the importance of tuning in and checking you guys out? Like, how many shows have you lost because of this stupid coronavirus thing?
Yeah, it's wild, Gunnar. The 2 months right now are completely canceled. And then in May, we had a 4-month cross-country tour. It was called Ramblin' Riggy RV Tour.
Right.
And that's completely canceled. So it's 6 months of our gigs and tour gone.
Yeah, this is the ongoing story that everyone's getting from everything, every cultural and, I should say, like from art to music, theater, spoken word, comedy. Everyone's been just shutting down and everything. So, I mean, hang in there. I mean, this can't last forever, possibly maybe end of April. But I know that a bunch of us are going to try to kickstart things again and trying to get people to go back out when it's safe, that sort of thing. Where can people find your music?
You can go on our Facebook page, which is The Vaudevillian, and we're on YouTube. We also have a Bandcamp where you can purchase our records, and I think we might have a record on iTunes. We're not on Spotify.
Yeah, we don't like them so much.
We don't do Spotify.
I don't blame you.
You can also... What's our website? We have a new website now.
TheVaudevillian.ca, honey.
TheVaudevillian.ca.
Remember.
And you can buy our records directly from there, too.
We're also focusing on our side hustle, too, which is custom leather work. We do all kinds of things, like dog collars, suspenders, wallets,
right.
whatever.
Okay.
And that's wood stove leather goods that we're focusing on a lot right now.
So you can sell some of that stuff online, then?
Big time, yeah.
That's great. That's great. And anyone can purchase this stuff through the website as well?
Yes.
This isn't a trial, Brendan. All right. Anything you want to say to the Hawk listeners and Steel City Music listeners?
Yes, please check in on Saturday and watch the performance because it's going to be a lot of fun and we'll be entertaining you as much as we can in front of a screen.
Hamilton shows up too. We're looking forward to it.
Girl, sweet darling, little miss. throat high above us, them stars was hanging low. When I went and kissed my gal, her man stepped in the door.
Hey!
He caught us doing it.
Hey, hey.
Said he caught us doing it.
This is Brendan and Nora from The Vaudevillian. Please check us out at thevaudevillian.ca. The wall. You take what sticks, I take what falls. So let me play with yo, my mom. I'll let you play with mine, I say. I'll let you play with mine. Now, baby, I got the finest yo string in this whole damn town.
Oh, it ain't that long, though.
Now, you're right, it ain't the longest yo around, but I know a few tricks if you know what I mean. Do you to you till I make you sing? Mama, I know how to spin it all around the world. Baby, I can walk your dog. No leash needed, baby. I can walk your dog. All right. Oh, I like the way you play with that yo-yo, boy.
Oh, look how long it is.
A little bit for me. Baby, let me play the yo-yo, mama. I'll let you play with my mama. You know, it ain't a hard thing, mama. Come on,
what's she doing?
She let my yo-yo hang down low.
Oh.
Let me play with
You're listening to Steel City Music, and on the line with me right now is Greg Ryder, a musician out of, now I want to say Nashville, but he could be out of Niagara Falls, or he could be out of Watertown. Greg, where are you from?
Hey, that's the question I've been trying to ask myself. It's very hard for me to stay in one place for too long. But currently I am in Hamilton, Ontario, which is my hometown.
Right.
And that's where, yeah, that's where I come from, and that's where I currently am.
You are a man of many hats, from what I understand. You do speaking tours. You also do music as well. How did you get started in all of this?
Oh, wow. So, yes, my first love was actually speaking. So I've always had a passion for public speaking. I've always loved to be on stages. I always knew I wanted to be on a stage. I just never knew what I was doing up there. And, you know, I took a lot of different routes and a lot of paths. And, you know, I definitely did, you know, I tried out some acting stuff, some commercials, right. Speaking. Just trying to figure out really where my calling was. And, yeah, speaking always was great for me. I love to just convey a story and, you know, talk to an audience, and I love to MC, different gigs. Sure. And, yeah. And then I started picking up the guitar when I was around, in college, probably around like, you know, 19 years old, 19, 20. And, yeah, just trying to learn any kind of country songs. And pretty much the first thing I wanted to learn was just a country song so I could try and impress the girls. And that was my main motivation early on in my life. I just wanted to play a country song. And then it kind of just kept going from there. And I started developing more of a passion for it.
Right. So, but in regards to the speaking, is it motivational speaking? Is that what you were doing? Is that what you do for people?
Yeah. So I've more got into, like, I've always been very into the motivational speaking. I've always followed kind of like the personal development, the gurus and all that kind of stuff. And I've always found just such great direction, and they've been my mentors, you know, when I was really lost and confused and I was struggling with my anxiety and my depression. So they've really pulled me out of my rut. So my whole feeling is that I just want to give back to people that are, definitely in that same position where I was, where, you know, they come from a small town. They don't feel like they want to be in the small town. They don't want to just do a 9-to-5 or a trades job. They want to do something a little bit outside the box. And right. I never had that person cheering me on to, you know, really push for that. So I feel like I want to be that voice for people that are definitely struggling with finding themselves and finding their path.
With that, does that style of that I should say the process of thinking of the people that have helped you along in life and have, you know, given you like some sort of direction, like this is something that you want to help people with, does that play in the writing of your music?
In a way, yes. I'm always trying to write music and write songs that just have a message of, you know, I'm not trying to be like, I there were times when I thought I wanted to be more of an inspirational side, but I just want my music to be raw, and I want it to be real, and I want, I want to be vulnerable and talk about my struggles with it. And I'm not afraid to put anything into a song. Like, I'm so past the fact of thinking that people are going to call me weak or think I'm weak by talking about my problems, but I'm just willing to put pretty much anything in my music that I feel is something that I want to say. And like, I want to be an artist that has the ability to say what others cannot say.
That's a good way of looking at things. When you just said that you took up the guitar at the age of 19, that's kind of it's kind of late in the game to pick up an instrument and to be able to learn it. You know, how much time did you? I'm trying to figure out, like, you know, a person like yourself who said that you have no problem putting, you know, pen to paper as far as like what you're dealing with when you said about like mental health struggles, that sort of thing. But to be able to learn an instrument in a minimal amount of time must have been a hard task as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I started obviously, and you know, by no means am I a phenomenal guitar player. I definitely I can get by, and it's all self-taught, and it's just kind of just learning from Ultimate Guitar and YouTube covers and just kind of putting down chords. And definitely got more confident over the years. And, you know, I was always just playing in my bedroom, always just playing for like small friends. And it took me a while to really put myself out there. And, you know, obviously I wasn't as confident back then. I definitely had this exterior that I was confident, but I was definitely very insecure about what people thought of me. And, it took me years for me to get out. And I remember, I probably didn't start really playing music. My first show was when I was 21 years old, and I was living up north in Muskoka, and I was a bartender, and there was this just open mic, and I don't even think I played guitar because I still wasn't confident. Right. I just sang with a friend. And I remember just over the years, I was just tired of relying on people to always learn music for me and stuff. So I just made it my mission just to learn some songs and play so I could accompany myself. And it just kind of the live shows, and probably my best time was just, I went to, I moved to Montreal when I was around 22 years old, and left on a bus one morning, and I just wanted to get out, and I just started playing as much as I could. And I still remember my first open mic accompanying myself, and I've never been so nervous in my life. But the good thing was I didn't know a single person in the audience. It wasn't in my hometown. I didn't have my mom and dad there. I was just this lone man that walked into the bar, just had a drink, started talking to a couple people at the bar, played a couple songs, and went home. And I remember just like getting off stage, and I was like, okay, that wasn't that good, but man, that was so much fun. I want to figure out how to do more of that. Hey, this is Greg Ryder. Make sure you check out Instagram Live on April 2nd at 1 o'clock. We'll all be playing a couple of original songs and some cover songs. And you can follow us at MSA Mohawk.
Know what to say to close a deal at night. Take home a girl that I don't even like. But when I stop and think about my life, I realize that one day I'll have a baby girl and I'll be scared to death. And then a guy will treat her like she's just a smile in a dress. He's gonna pick her up, he's gonna take her home. But when he gets what he wants, he's gonna leave her all alone. So I think it's time to change my ways, because I wouldn't wanna be with someone else's baby girl. Baby girl. I wanna be the one her mama likes and gives her dad a little peace of mind. Then a guy will treat her like she's just a smile in a dress. He's gonna pick her up, he's gonna take her home. But when he gets what he wants, he's gonna leave her all alone. So I think it's time to change my ways, because I wouldn't wanna be with someone else's baby girl. Then a guy will treat her like she's just a smile in a dress. He's gonna pick her up, he's gonna take her home. But when he gets
101.5 FM, The Hawk.
Back, I'm sitting with Norm Macdonald, and now not all your material comes from the news. Is that right?
You know, my strongest material comes from real life.
Real life?
Like, for instance, today I was driving in a car. Mm-hmm. You were kind enough to bring a car to bring this old chunk of coal here to the studio.
We send cars for our guests, yes.
Yeah, so I got in it, and I get material that way. So my driver,
what do you mean? How do you get material that way? You get in the car, and what happens?
My driver tells me a joke.
The driver we sent to pick you up told you a joke.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell it now on the show.
Yeah, that's how I get a lot of my material.
Okay. Why don't we just have him on next time?
That guy. Oh, wait till you hear me do it. So the guy, he goes, I'll be the guy.
Okay.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office. Right.
You are correct. A moth goes into a podiatrist's office, mm-hmm. and the podiatrist's office says, "What's the problem?" And the moth says, "What's the problem? Where do I begin, man?" He goes, "I go to work for Gregory Linovich, and all day long I work." Honestly, Doc, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I don't even know if Gregory Linovich knows. He only knows that he has power over me, and that seems to bring him happiness. But I don't know. I wake up in a malaise, and I walk here and there. And the podiatrist says, "Oh, yeah?" And the moth goes, "Yes." And he goes, "At night, I sometimes wake up, and I turn to some old lady in my bed that's on my arm, a lady that I once loved, Doc. I don't know where to turn to. My youngest, Alexandria. She fell in the cold of last year. Mm-hmm. The cold took her down as it did many of us. And my other boy. And this is the hardest pill to swallow, Doc. My other boy, Gregorio Ivanilidovich. I no longer love him. As much as it pains me to say, when I look in his eyes, all I see is the same cowardice that I catch when I take a glimpse of my own face in the mirror. If only the cowardice was stronger, then perhaps I could bring myself to reach over to that cocked and loaded gun that lays on the bedside behind me. And in this hellish facade once
again. How long a drive was this? Do you live in the valley? Where do you live? Please, sorry.
He says, "Doc, sometimes I feel like a spider, even though I'm a moth, just barely hanging onto my web with an everlasting fire underneath me. I'm not feeling good." And so the doctor says, "Moth, man, you're troubled. But you should be seeing a psychiatrist. Why on earth did you come here?" And then the moth said, "Because the light was on."
Welcome on the line right now, our good pal Heather Valley. She's out in the farmlands right now, and on all serious, folks, she's in the farmlands at a giant haunted farmhouse, which is like 40 acres, and there's an old dead mule in the backyard, and there's whispering in the halls. All of this because she wants to record her new music in a hallway, so that way the old timey mic will pick up the special reverb instead of just using a plug-in that she could use in a garage band at home. Welcome to the show, Heather Valley.
Hey, I'm really happy to be here, and you know, I'm really looking forward to combining two of my loves, music and paranormal investigation.
I like how the fact that you don't acknowledge I took a shot at you about recording in a curved hallway in an old farmhouse, which is, you know, that's really cool on your part. You are the better person. You really are.
You know, that's all you can really control, Gunner, is your own behavior, your right. own reaction to things.
Yeah, yeah. Now you tell me. It's been great. Hey, man, it's always...
You gotta learn it eventually.
Eventually, yeah. Well, normally I have you up at the radio station, but we're going through the coronavirus thing, the pandemic, and you decided to... we can't do a live show, but you decided to go up to this farm and record some new music. How's it going so far?
It's going really well. I mean, I didn't really have too much of a choice with it because when things started to get bad... And Trudeau started talking about how the border was going to be closed. I was down in West Virginia.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, so I was under, like, a mandatory self-isolation recommendation. So I came back into town, grabbed some stuff quickly at my house. But I live in a shared house in Hamilton.
So you can't stay there.
I came out here.
Yeah.
So you know, apparently the self-isolation doesn't catch the ghost. So I'm cool out here.
Ah, okay. Yeah, but you know what? You are posting on Facebook, putting little videos up of things that are happening in this place right now. Are you deliberately trying to freak yourself out?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm deliberately trying to freak myself out. This is just kind of the world I inhabit all the time. It's just a bit more extreme when you're at this farm.
Okay. All right. Because we've talked about this farm before, and you said, oh, I have to come up there. It's never happening. I am I'm Mr. Chicken. I'm just not doing it. I don't believe in ghosts, but I still don't want to go up there and find out there is a ghost. Because I've seen enough horror movies from the 80s and 90s to know that it doesn't go well for me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? There are different types of ghosts, right? And the ones I have encountered on this trip so far are really great helpers. Let me just quickly tell your listeners the first experience I had this time.
Okay.
Because it's so strange and kind of cute. Okay, so this is my friend's family farmhouse. They have had it in the family for about 150 years or so. And I'm way out in Ingersoll. And so I'm here alone with a bunch of cats. And I was in the kitchen the first night that I was here. And picture a pretty scary kitchen. It was once very nice, this like beautiful steel marvel of design in the 1930s or 40s when it got installed. But it was a working dairy farm for years. So it's all rusty and really like kind of terrifying looking. And I'm trying to open a bottle of salsa. And I can't open this thing. I felt like I was breaking my hand, you know?
Right.
So after trying for about 5 minutes and like trying all the tricks, I just gave up and I put it on the table and I turned around to go and like do something else. 5 beats later, suddenly I hear a pop and I turn around and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. This can't be real. So I went over and I touched the lid and the lid was completely off, just sitting on top of the salsa. So I'm thinking, there's no way, like, come on. You know, I'm kind of a bit of a scully. I'm like, what's the actual explanation here from a physics standpoint? Had I, like, you know, had I released the pressure somehow? Did it open on its own? But then I remembered that my friends who own this place, their great-grandfather had died in the exact spot where the salsa opened. So, you never know.
I don't know what to say to that. I'm pretty sure that it wasn't the great ghost of their grandfather who had giant farmer hands that opened it when he was alive. I'm pretty sure it was Heather Valley cranking on it and releasing the pressure so it popped like a couple seconds later.
You know what, though, Gunner? The way that you interact with reality defines your reality.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I sooner believe your cats got together and said, we better open this because we're hungry. And someone teach her how to use a can opener because she hasn't fed us in a couple days.
Wow, okay. I'm a very good cat mom.
So. I would imagine you are a good cat mom, but I just can't, I don't know what it is. I just can't picture this ghost waiting for you to leave the room and then go pop if it could? It wouldn't it just, like, once you put it down, just do it for you?
Well, that's the thing, right? I just turned around and suddenly the salsa was open with a very resounding pop. Very strange. I have since had my audio stop working on my phone, and I got locked in the basement for a while. And there's nobody else here.
I think you should take all the locks off the doors. Just be on the safe side if you're by yourself. Or show the cats how to unlock things.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I don't know, Ben. I just don't know about you sometimes. Okay, so my friend, you're up there. You're doing some. You're doing a little isolation, doing a little bit of recording, that sort of thing. But you're also going to be doing some performing this Saturday, March 28th. And part of the Hamilton Shows Up Part 2. We did a webcast last weekend here with Steel City Music and the Cobalt Connects. And we had 22 people perform last time. This time, you're going to be one of the participants.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. And I was so happy to see how well received the first edition was.
Yeah.
It's a really amazing thing you guys have organized.
Yeah, I give more of the credit to Jeremy Freiberger, Cobalt Connects, for this idea. But it worked really well. We got some good response. There were some theater people. There were some people that were doing the whole spoken word. But this time we're going to have comedy as well and some more singer-songwriters. And you're going to be performing. Do you have any idea what you're going to be doing for us? Because you'll be performing, I believe, for like 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah, I actually have a few songs that I've been working on. So, you know, I'm not going to promise that I'm going to be releasing anything from what I'm doing up here right now.
Right.
But I'm going to be performing some of those songs.
Okay.
So they're all brand new. None of them are available online anywhere.
Right.
And they are what you're eventually going to hear on the next Heather Valley record.
Great. Okay. How is how's the reception going with the last one that you just put out?
It's going really well. I mean, I'm just so pleased. So I'm an independent musician, and I put out my first album under my solo act, Heather Valley, in November of 2019. Right. And I mean, it was shortly before Christmas, so that was not ideal, you know, in retrospect. But I've had so much attention on that little record. It got picked up nationally on the Canadian College Airways and Community Radio Station Airways. It charted at number 5 in January. I got a number 1 album of the year recommendation through the top Americana blog in the Netherlands, and a lot of other really cool stuff. It got reviewed in the Philadelphia Inquirer. Mm-hmm. Like a huge newspaper.
How does that make you feel, though, as a person?
You know, honestly, the most important thing to me is getting music out to people who are going to, it's going to resonate with, like, who are going to get it, you know? So all of those things, to me, are just, like, indicators that hopefully more people are going to hear about it.
Right.
And I've been doing a lot of shows as well since it came out, and I've had so many experiences where people have come up to me after the show and then just unloaded, you know, told me about the hard things that they have been through in their own lives.
Sure.
And how those songs mean something to them because of it. And I've had so many moments with people like that. And that is what matters the most to me, more than anything else. All the rest of it is just trying to get the songs out to people's ears so that we can hopefully have those moments together.
Drove down to Lovejoy. Slow death around me. Took the border at the city of light. Would have done anything that night. Turn on a morning. Saw you as I came around. Immersion out of your light. You're a Levi. Oh, oh, oh. took me out to your room.
Heather Valley. You can catch me performing this Saturday, March 28th. Just look for Hamilton Shows Up, an online cultural experience on Facebook.
Walk to the water's edge, never ices. Stop and drink a can at the bottom step.
This is CIOY 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Hello, listeners. Due to concerns arising from the COVID-19 situation, all live programming on the Hawk 101.5 FM has been put on hold. We'll continue to run pre-recorded and automated programming for the time being, but unfortunately many of our shows will not be on the air until the health concerns are resolved. We thank you for your patience and understanding and hope you're keeping healthy and safe in this challenging time. Please refer to World Health Organization recommendations to keep you and our community as healthy as possible. This is the Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton.
To your mercy and your love.